This is Dr. Abu Libda, dictating period. Please note that a copy of the list will be faxed at the end of the dictation period. Patient name, Elsie Hinman, date 1-22-2013, date of birth 8-24-1941, age 71, referring physician, Harold Blankenship, D.O., hospitalist at Freeman Hospital, Beirut. New paragraph, chief complaint. Patient was referred for possibility of CNS vasculitis versus other inflammatory conditions, Beirut. Need to rule out SLE vasculitis of the brain, Beirut. New paragraph, history of the present illness. Patient is a 71 years old white female who was admitted to Freeman Hospital on 1-6-23, discharged on 1-10-2013. Correction, admitted on 1-6-2013 and discharged on 01-10-2013 because she had hypertensive emergency with CNS changes, period. Patient blood pressure was markedly elevated. And it was controlled with medications, period. Her mental condition was changed on admission, most likely secondary to hypertensive encephalopathy, period. Patient had lab work that showed the CID rate to be markedly elevated to 72 and the C-reactive protein was elevated to 2.1 Beirut. Patient had EEG that showed background slowing and the MRI showed vascular stenosis with question mark of vasculitis, Beirut. Patient anyhow did not have any spinal tap to confirm any changes in the CSF protein or cell count, period. Patient had non-specific headaches but non-temporal, period. Patient had lab work that included ANA, Smith antibodies and double-stranded DNA as well as antiphospholipid antibodies, period. Patient was started on prednisone 20 mg per day and she was discharged home, period. Patient mentioned that she regained her mental power 24 hours after admission after controlling her blood pressure, period. Patient is feeling quite fine at the time of admission, period. On further questioning of the patient, she mentioned that she had difficulty with the left shoulder in the form of pain and reduction in the range of motion, but there was no difficulty in the right shoulder, period. Also, she had mild lower backache, but there was no difficulty in the hip girdle muscles, period. Patient had history of diabetes and she was maintained on oral hypoglycemics, but she was discharged on insulin Lavamir, L-A-V-E-M-I-R, and sliding scale, and according to her, her insulin is well controlled with this line of treatment, period. New paragraph, patient also complained of marked reduction of vision in the right eye, and she had bilateral cataract extraction and lens implants in July and August 2005 period. Patient mentioned that she cannot see an ophthalmologist to check her right eye except with referral, and will make arrangement for this period. New paragraph, allergies, penicillin, sulfur drugs, and Demerol period. New paragraph, medical diseases remarkable by history of diabetes mellitus for the last 7 to 8 years, was maintained on oral hypoglycemics till her admission to Freeman, and she was discharged on Levemir and sliding scale period. History of hypertension and history of hyperlipidemia. History of coronary artery bypass graft with 3-vessel graft and stent application period. New paragraph, surgical operations, history of cholecystectomy, bilateral knee joint replacement, and history of revision of her left knee arthroplasty, secondary to aseptic loosening of the left knee, arthroplasty 8 weeks before the visit, history of bilateral cataract extraction on July and August 2005 with reduction of vision in the right eye period. New paragraph, medications clonidine 0.1 mg TID, benzabrine hydrochlorothiazide 20 mg daily, prednisone 20 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg, chewable 1 daily, Lipitor 20 mg once a day, labetalol 200 mg twice a day, Norvasc 5 mg once a day, and insulin Levemir 17 units at bedtime, and Humalog insulin 12 units TID period. New paragraph, occupational history, patient continued to work as a cashier at Walmart, average of 40 hours per week for the last 12 years, but according to her, she was placed on off work till March 2013 because of the above hospitalization period. Patient mentioned that she is planning to go back to work in spite of her age period. Patient also worked in a chicken plant for 25 years, and she worked as a cook in the school for around 15 years period. New paragraph, family and social history, alcohol drinking none, cigarette smoking, stopped at the age of 39, correction, stopped 39 years ago after 20 year back cigarette smoking period. New paragraph, father died at the age of 75 with history of cancer throat and heart disease. Mother died at the age of 73 with history of diabetes and heart disease, period. New paragraph, review systems, macro 6, period. New paragraph, physical exam, general condition. A well-developed white female, somewhat overweight, with complaints of numbness in the left hand, opposite to the left, third, fourth, and fifth digits, period. Also complaining of diminished vision in the right eye, period. New paragraph, blood pressure 160 over 85, pulse 70, temperature normal, respiratory rate 4. New paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 72, respiratory rate 14, temperature normal, weight 199, height 50, period. New paragraph, macro 1, macro 2, and macro 3, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal exam showed the following, period. First, both hands showed osteoarthritic changes with the formation of Hibbardine's nodes at the distal interphalangeal joint and some tenderness at the first MCB joint, period. Second, elbows did not show any active arthritis, period. Third, right shoulder was normal, left shoulder showed mild reduction in the range of motion, period. Fourth, feet and ankles showed osteoarthritic changes at the first MTB joint, period. Five, knee joints were surgically replaced without evidence of infection, period. Six, hip joints were essential and remarkable, period. Seven, examination of the cervical and dorsal spine was normal, and the lumbosacral spine showed mild osteoarthritic changes, period. New paragraph, lab work. Patient had ANA that was negative. Antiphospholipid antibodies was also negative. She had CID rate in the hospital that was elevated to 72, and the C-reactive protein was elevated to 2.1, period. Patient had also extensive studies while in the hospital with MRI of the brain that showed vascular changes consistent most likely with atherosclerosis. And chronic brain atrophy with chronic microvascular changes and atherosclerotic calcification. And the EEG was abnormal with generalized background slowing consistent with encephalopathy. Period. Bilateral carotid Doppler ultrasound showed less than 40% stenosis bilateral with the left worse than on the right, period. MRA of the head revealed numerous stenosis identified within the brain vascular system, and the etiology was most likely atherosclerosis, although possibility of vasculitis was entertained. Period. Patient had MRA of the neck and was consistent with carotid artery narrowing of less than 40% with the left worse than the right period. Assessment and impression. First, hypertensive crisis with hypertensive encephalopathy on admission on 1/6/2013 that was controlled with medication and resolution of the symptoms period. Second, elevated SID rate and CRP with negative ANA and negative lupus anticoagulant, doubt that the patient had CNS vasculitis period. Third, diabetes mellitus controlled at the present time with insulin period. Fourth, marked reduction of vision in the right eye and post cataract in 2005 needs to be evaluated by ophthalmologist period. New paragraph, treatment and recommendation will taper her prednisone, and she was given written instruction in this regard period. Patient will decrease prednisone to 15 mg daily for 1 week, and after that will be reduced to 10 mg per day till seen in 1 month period. Second, patient was referred by Dr. Bend, ophthalmologist, for evaluation of the right eye period. Third, advice to continue all other medications, and she would be followed as an outpatient period. Fourth, repeat SID rate and CRP was ordered period. New paragraph, thank you for this referral. Copy to Harold Blankenship, DO, hospitalist at Freeman Hospital period. End of dictation on LC Hinman, period end.